T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back. B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. This is Ben's Day, so we have our first Ben coming in today. Talk to our friend Ben White from Politico. You hit him on Twitter, at Morning Money Ben. What's up, Ben? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, B. Mitch. How you doing?
I'm doing good. JP will be in here shortly. He just like, you know, he like to roam around in times, and he shows back up.
Who's the next Ben after this Ben?
Well, you're the only one today, but we call it Ben's Day because it's Wednesday, and we got one. The other one, I think he's in Mobile, so I guess his phone doesn't work.
Oh, boy. Well, too bad for him, but I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad to be your Ben of the day.
Before we get into anything, I want to just find out, did you care that Ron was playing golf?
Rivera?
Yeah.
No.
Are you even aware that he's playing golf?
No, this is the first time I'm hearing of it, so I'm pretending that I know what you're talking about, but I'm guessing that people are upset by it.
I'll explain the situation to you. Bemis just lost his headphones. So Ron Rivera, this week at Pebble Beach, they hold the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I think many, many years ago, this used to be a really big deal because like Bob Hope hosted it, I think.
Yeah.
Over the course of time, it's kind of fallen down the golf radar. But they get a bunch of celebrities out there, and you get
Aaron
to play.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is one. Alex Smith is another. A whole lot of weird ties.
I think they're in a foursome together. No, I'm joking.
But they get a whole bunch of...
I don't know if you guys have played there, but it's a beautiful, beautiful
place.
Oh,
yes, indeed. I tell you, if you get a chance, don't say no.
I have not.
That 18th green, man, right on the water. Unbelievable. Anyway, go ahead.
So, Rivera, the team obviously still doesn't have an offensive coordinator. And this is also the Senior Bowl going on in Mobile, Alabama, where most or at least much of the NFL descends to watch the top. I think the Senior Bowl has 125 players, something like that, maybe 120, to watch what many consider to be the top most draftable players for a week of thorough, full contact practices. And then the game is Saturday, I think. So Ron is not there, and the team still hasn't addressed the offensive coordinator position. Do you care?
I am absolutely outraged, and I think that he should be immediately fired for playing this round of golf. No, I'm kidding you. I don't care at all. I understand why it might be a bad look, given what you described. There are certainly important things he needs to be doing regarding the OC and regarding the team. And it, do all head coaches go to the Senior Bowl, or is it mainly coordinators and stuff?
It's most – a lot do. I would think it's almost most important for the front office, for the GMs and the scouts and everything. But like Mike Tomlin's there. I think Belichick's coaching in the Shrine Bowl. Like I've been to the Senior Bowl a number of times. There's a bar called Veet's, which is the diviest of all dive bars in the world. And if you hang out in there at about 9 o'clock during the week of the Senior Bowl, you're going to see just about every head coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess...
And then they're drinking because they're getting tired of looking at all these dudes running around.
Yeah, exactly. I can understand why people think it's a bad look, for sure. And maybe, given the chance, he might rethink it. But I cannot fault anyone for playing around at Pebble Beach, given the opportunity. And certainly a guy like Rivera, who's been around forever. He's not like a rookie. It's not like he's not proved himself. I mean, he's got issues, and who knows if he lasts or the next owner's decide to move on to somebody else. Like, we could talk about this Sean Payton nonsense, but I'm not going to kill the guy for playing around a pebble. I mean, come on.
I agree with you. B. Mitch agrees with you. I wanted to switch gears then to the offensive coordinator search. Eric Bieniemy has kind of become the top name. There was some NFL Network reported over the weekend that the Commanders are waiting because they want to talk to Bieniemy, presumably after the Super Bowl. How do you feel about waiting to talk to Bieniemy? And there are currently 9 job openings in the NFL at the offensive coordinator level. Ravens, right. Titans, Cardinals, Cowboys, Bucks, Commanders, Texans, Colts, Panthers. Where do you think the Commanders' job ranks in that company?
Give me the roster again real quick.
Ravens, Titans, Cardinals, Cowboys, Bucks, who no longer have a quarterback, Commanders, right. Texans, Colts, Panthers.
Somewhere middle to low, really. I mean, certainly above a couple of those you mentioned. Cowboys, I certainly wouldn't put them above the Cowboys. You're going into a better situation there if you take that job. Obviously, you know, Jerry will put big numbers on the table and it'd be attractive to be an offensive coordinator for a playoff caliber team. You know, obviously, didn't do much, but. No, they're not that high. So waiting around doesn't make that much sense unless you have some sense from Bieniemy himself that he's super interested. And maybe he's thinking new owners will, you know, have deep pockets and maybe a new building. And I don't know if he's got anything in his mind that would tie him more to Washington than the others. I understand wanting him. I mean, who wouldn't want the Chiefs offensive coordinator? And he's a captivating figure and maybe the best among the group talked about so far. But like if I were him, the Commanders would not be either top or near the top of my list. So waiting seems risky.
I think a lot of times we look at what we have at receiver. We saw the possibilities with Robinson last year. And I think people look at that and they automatically assume, oh, everybody would want to do this. But I think when an offensive coordinator or coach look at a job, first of all, they want to know who's the quarterback. And then do we have offensive line to be able to protect well enough for me to get to that position? And I think by going there, if you go look at all those teams that are out there and you look at that, just those two things, I don't know if we're the top. I don't know if we're completely the bottom, but I think we're closer to the bottom edge of it than we are
the
top
bottom
edge.
The top. Yeah. I agree. I mean, I put the Cowboys maybe at the top. Like, that's a prime job. And I hate the Cowboys, but if I were him and those were like two – opportunities. Cowboys seems a lot more stable right now. I mean, you got a quarterback, you got an O-line, you got some weapons, you got Jerry Jones and Jerry World. Like, that'd be hard to turn down.
It would be tough to turn down. It's a tricky situation because I spoke with somebody this morning that thinks Bieniemy's contract is going to be somewhere $2.5-3 million per season. You got to figure. He's not signing a 1-year deal, and I'm not. And so what I believe is happening is you wait and see what you get with Bieniemy, and then if that doesn't work, you got Shurmur or Zampezi, guys that you've interviewed, that you know. Yeah. How would you feel if that's what ends up shaking out?
I mean, I guess I feel okay. You know, I'm not, like, super thrilled with either of those two guys. I mean, I think their possibilities at Bieniemy would be more interesting to me, but I think it's, if you have those backup options, you've interviewed, and you think you got a good shot at Bieniemy, then I guess it makes some sense if you're not missing out on anybody else. I wonder, and I think Bieniemy's great. I mean, to what extent is his chief success, you know, Andy Reid's success? Like, pretty much anybody does well with Andy Reid and any offense under Reid, with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and, you know, the rest of the gang tends to play pretty well and get to Super Bowls. You know, Eagles also under Andy Reid. So you got to throw that factor in a little bit when you talk about him. But, you know, he's obviously succeeded, and I think it'd be great. But, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you try for him and don't get him.
I think they'll be able to land somebody that Ron's comfortable with so he can kind of wait on it. I considering there's 9 jobs open and there's only 32 teams, like, I kind of think – this is a bit of much ado about nothing. Obviously, who you get is really important, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think there's any need to panic about it. But, yeah, of the names that have been out there, he's always been the one that is most intriguing to me.
I think we've gone through
the less open questions.
We've had enough of, like, we've seen names, we've gotten names, and I'm talking about coaching and also players. And then they get here and they don't live up to it. I think what it means, what would make a difference is once the person get here, make sure everything works out the right way, because sometimes you can hire a guy who people think the wrong one and they have a lot of success. And on the flip side,
and
you can.
It's hard also to analyze any of this stuff in the absence of an answer on ownership. I mean, it's whether it's head coach or offensive coordinator or the rest. I know they have to move forward and operate based on the league schedule and do all the things that the league schedule dictates. But, you know, it could all get blown up, in March or whenever it is that a deal might happen. And the new owners could go in any one of a number of directions. So, obviously, I have to do these things, but there's a huge cloud hanging over all of it.
So we're talking with our friend Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Morning Money Ben. His Instagram feed has a lot of hair updates, which are vital this time of year.
Very important.
Did you see my reply to you about one thing I wanted to ask you about?
I didn't see the reply. I saw the initial question.
Okay. Well, basically, I don't know the answer to this, and there may be no answer to this. But we always ask you about money and finance and the economy, and you're an expert in that field. But I've noticed in D.C., like coming to work in the D.C. area, like not just in the city, but all over, it seems like there is more crime going on. And why that stands out today is this morning there was a shooting about 10 blocks from our office, and what seems like a really awful story where a Metro employee was shot trying to help someone that was being threatened. And you hear these kind of stories on the news with some frequency, and it's alarming. I'm curious, is there any like economic corollary to what is happening now?
Yeah, I think, and you're not wrong to, you know, anecdotally notice that you see more of it, and it's kind of in your face more, because there was definitely a significant spike in violent crime during the COVID pandemic. I mean, a lot of people sort of lost their minds, obviously, and then there was just a fear of running out of food and stuff, and a general decline in social order during that. So you saw homicide rates, gun assaults, all of that stuff trended pretty sharply upward towards the end of COVID. And that's continued. I think it's easing off. Like, I think I don't have the numbers in front of me, but since the economy's reopened and thus far stayed pretty good, the jobs market stayed pretty strong, wages have risen a little, there's less, sort of poverty-driven crime and less overall, I think, homicide rates. They spiked in a big city, Chicago, D.C., elsewhere during COVID, and they're still elevated from where they were pre-COVID. But I think the trend is in the other direction, now that we're getting somewhat back to normal. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we had both for economic reasons and general social disorder reasons during COVID, you did see a pickup in violent crime in a lot of our cities and subways. And in New York, particularly, like, the subway is much less safe than it was, in the 90s and 2010s, when it was super safe. You know, we're back not quite to 70s and 80s, while less on the New York City subways, but, you know, muggings and stabbings and assaults are way higher. And then friends I know, people I know, just won't take it anymore for that reason. So a lot of Ubers and ridership overall on the New York City subway system is way, way down. Like, their finances are a mess because of the crime. And it is economically driven. I think it is also quality of life and, people just having their mental health decline during that period. I think all of us took a big mental hit that we've mostly recovered from, but not fully. And it will take a while for all of that to unwind, because I don't think people take into account just how challenging a period we went through as a nation and as a world, a pandemic like that, and the changes in behavior and isolation all changed people in different ways. And in some ways, that caused crime rates to spike. But I do think that the positive news is it spiked 2022, started to decline, and God willing, will continue to decline in 2023.
Let's hope it continues to decline. We always appreciate your time,
appreciate,
man, because you can talk about a lot of different things with a really great perspective. So thank you, Ben.
Have a good rest of the week.
All right. Happy Ben's Day. But for him, it's Ben's Day every day.
Every day. It's always Ben's Day. Later, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's our guy, Ben White. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Morning Money Ben. We've got some official news from the Commanders about the offensive coordinator position. Seriously, when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.